This Mother's Day, skip the flowers that fade and give her something she'll actually carry every day. That's She's Birdie. Birdie 3.0 is a personal safety alarm designed to help her move through the world with confidence, so she doesn't have to think twice about the parking garage or whether it's too late to go for a walk. It clips right onto her keys, looks like a simple charm, and with one pull, it triggers a loud alarm that gets attention instantly. No aiming, no second guessing, just one pull. It's simple, it's discreet, and it's something she'll actually use. This is the kind of gift that says, "I want you safe, wherever you go." Right now, you can save up to 30% on Birdie products. Go to shesbirdie.com, that's shesbirdie.com, and get yours today. Give her confidence she can carry with her.
We're not meant to do hard things alone. And getting that boulder moving, going next level, just starting is not easy to do. We're not designed to do it. And I have said this on this podcast so many times before, but like training and building muscle and nutrition and putting it all together and having like a system that like actually works, like that's a specialty. Welcome to the Bond Life Podcast, where fitness, mindset, and real talk collide. This isn't just about workouts. It's about transforming your body, mind, and life. Get ready for unfiltered conversations, expert advice, and the motivation you need to level up in every way. Hey, everyone, and welcome to the Bomb Life Podcast. I am Melissa Vogel. Welcome to the show. This is just me. It's a solo episode. I get the mic all to myself, which is like such a good thing and can be such a scary thing because I can keep talking forever and ever and ever. But this is going to be a quick episode. It's going to be a little bit shorter. I want it to be short and powerful and really hit points that we have discussed before. But also, like, I don't want you to forget on your journey, like, ever. And if you don't keep hearing the message, it does get lost. It definitely gets lost. So I want to keep sharing the message with you over and over and over again in this episode. As always, make sure you rate and review this podcast. Leave us a 5-star rating if you feel appropriate and leave a comment. And make sure you're following the show too. A lot of people forget that and they're like, oh yeah, I just go in and open the app all the time. And I'm not even actually following the show. So make sure you do that. And as always, go back and listen to all of them, all of the episodes. Now today, I am recording completely different than I normally record. You guys will be able to see me a little bit on the snippets that we'll post on Instagram and everything. You'll be able to get to see that. I don't know if we'll put this completely up on YouTube or not, but I'm totally podcasting in my gym clothes. I never do this. My hair's up in a massive bun. I got my big fancy podcasting headphones on because my other ones took crap. So here I am. But I thought it'd be really appropriate because we're going to be talking about just like what it really takes to get fit and how we can not fail. I have the Fit Body Method Challenge starting. It's a method. I don't even want to call it a challenge, but it starts May 4th. Okay. So next week. And I wanted to use that. Now don't go anywhere. Don't be like, oh my God, she's just going to talk about that. No. That's not how it's going to go. I wanted to use that and explain why I'm doing that program. Why am I doing this method in May? And I wanted to use this episode to really explain that and go through it because my message is be healthy 365 days a year. Like fitness doesn't have an end, right? My message is don't do the boot camps, like sign up for something and then stop it and have an end date, right? Like how many times have you guys heard me say there is no end date to fitness? That's what I probably should like title this episode. There is no end date. But Melissa, you're doing this fit body method starting in May. Like what the heck? Doesn't that contradict everything that you say? No, because there is a reason. And there is a reason to everything I do. I tell my clients all the time, there's a method to my madness. And I want there to be an opportunity for you to progress and get started and do something that you said, I am going to do this year. Well, you guys, it's 2026, right? We're into May right now. How many of you have not really hit your goals? You might have started, you might have thought about it, but in actuality, you You haven't really hit them. You haven't started them. And it's enough. Like, enough is enough. We have the summertime coming. It's around the corner. So that's one reason why I'm starting this in May. But it's here. You guys, it's here. And there are so many people that I talk to every single day, all the time, even people that I see in the gym. It's crazy. I'll have conversations with people in the gym like this, like people that I know, or someone comes up and asks me a question or something. I don't know. And they're like, I'm back at it. I'm here again. You're going to see me coming a lot more now. I'm like, that's great. Keep coming. But they have stopped. Something got in the way. And I'm like, okay, what if I do a podcast on the FitBody method of why I'm doing it and use all of those key points to help you guys learn, have things in place. And I don't care if you're on your journey right now and listening to this and it's just like a repeat in your brain. I'm like snapping my fingers. Boom, boom. It's a repeat. Like, I need to hear this message. I need to know this. I need to keep that in the forefront of my brain so I don't fall off track. And this is why I'm doing it. We need those messages all the time. And we need to hear it on repeat. And I'm like, I'm going to make a podcast on this. I'm going to keep it short. I'll get it out and explain why I'm doing this method and then use it as teaching too for someone who hasn't even started yet and someone who is like on their grind and like they're killing it. And you're like my client right now and you're listening to this and you're like, yes, thank God she said that. I need to remember this. But I talk to people all the time and it's like, I need to lose weight. I need to get back on track. I'm starting Monday. No, this time, like, I really, really mean it. And then, like, nothing changes. And it's not your fault. Okay. We've said this before. It isn't your fault. You guys, you got to remember our system, it's set up for you to fail. It truly is. The way that we learn, especially now with so many things out there that can give us like shortcuts, but the system is designed to make you fail. Okay. Everything is just one aspect. And if we don't have the tools to keep going and to keep learning from things, you're not going to succeed. And there's no one there in place to help you work through the failure. And you know what? I even hate saying that word because it's not a failure. It's a stepping stone. It's a learning opportunity. If you keep going, if you stop and you hit a wall or whatever, and the system gets you, then that is a failure and you don't keep going. Otherwise, it's just a learning opportunity. But when we have like personal trainers and we go to the gym and we're learning just like one aspect of it, right? I go to the gym, I work with this person, I train with them for an hour, they kick my butt, I'm sore. Great. What about all the other aspects of your fitness journey? The system does not provide that for us. No one is out there teaching us the right things about nutrition. And if you do get like a nutrition or counseling in that area, typically they're not also training you in the gym. And what about the mindset part? I talk about shifting the identity all the time. You have to do the work mentally as well as physically. Where's the system to make sure that we're growing mentally while we're changing our food, while we're changing our body and training, and doing all of this in this insane, crazy life that we live that's going to knock us down and try to make that progress go even slower? And it's even harder and it sets us back even further. Right? Like, we live in a system that's designed to set us up for failure. I do these fit body methods, challenges, boot camps. I've called them a ton of things. I'm over saying boot camp. I'm so over boot camp. I'm so over challenge. I know I keep using the word challenge, but whatever. I'm over it. I do these because at times there has to be a point where we do get a fire lit under our ass, for sure. Okay. Now, our journey has no end, right? I've already said that. Our fitness journey has no end. It should have no end. But Melissa, you're doing something for only 4 weeks and it has an end. Yes. But the one mistake people make is thinking that I'm going to do this for 4 weeks and, you know, I just need a kickstart and then I'll keep going. I'm just going to do this before a wedding. I'm just going to do this before my cruise or whatever. And they don't get a plan in place for after. That's the devastating part, is like they do it. What comes next though? And when I do these challenges, I help you figure out what does come next. Now you learned, you got results. How do we maintain that? And remember, even if you're not going to do the method and you're listening to this, I want you to remember this on your own fitness journey, no matter what you're doing right now, is like once you do hit a goal, once you do this before summer, a vacation, a wedding, like whatever, what's your plan after? Keep asking yourself that. And we'll talk more about, you know, the after part, but the short-term goals, they are powerful if you do them right. So doing this fit body method, and doing it in May for 4 weeks. It ends right before June, right? Like, summer's here. These short-term goals can be extremely powerful. It lights that fire under your ass. It gives you a sense of urgency because you know it is coming to an end. I only have this help and support for this amount of time in this environment, how we're doing it. And it creates focus and momentum. It's not the finish line, it's the spark. That's what you have to remember. And it's okay to have sparks in your life. It's okay to get fit for something else or like let that motivate you. There's nothing wrong with the spark, but we rely on the spark too much. I have done so many of these over the years. Every single one is a massive success. And I don't say that because every single one has hundreds of people sign up and hundreds of lives are changed. I don't say it in that way. Every single one that I do, the people in it, there's always people in it that keep going. It's so fucking cool to watch. There's always people in it that did it and they're like, yes. And they get like a taste, like a vampire. They get the taste of blood and they're like, this, oh my God, my body has changed. Like, look at my results. Look what I did. And they get a taste of the blood and they want to keep going. They're like, I want more. How do I do more? Yes, please. Always in every single boot camp challenge, everything that I've done, there are people that want more. And they go on, I mean, I'm just going to be honest, they go on to be my client. And then you can graduate from that too, or they find another way to keep going. Most people become like a client, either one-on-one or they join the group or like whatever. But those women are going to be in the group with us that started just like the people that are starting off. And they're going to be in there going like, I was you. I was in that place. And now this is where I'm at because I kept going. We're actually going to have a couple of the winners from some of my last challenges in the group. And they're going to tell you like, I started off just like you. So I want you to know that you can use this method. You can learn how to use that spark and keep going in your life. And if you're not doing the method or like whatever, you can still find another spark in your life. You can still set a 30-day goal, a 90-day goal, like plan a trip and start getting ready for that, like whatever. Like the spark isn't bad. But remember that the cycle of saying that you'll start and then you never do, it's a problem because you're teaching and training your brain. I say things, but I don't follow through. I say I'm going to do this and then I don't. And we don't want to teach our brain that. Like, what? No. We want to teach and train our brain that, like, I am powerful. I say I'm going to do something. I'm going to fucking do it. I'm going to do it. But people live in this life of, like, I say I'm going to do something and then I don't follow through. And again, I'm not just talking to the people that haven't started their fitness journey at all and they have a ton of weight to lose. I'm still talking to the person that's working out in it, and they feel like I've plateaued or I'm only here and I want to go next level. How many times have you said, I'm going to break through this plateau, I'm going to go next level, and then you don't. You kind of like just stay where you're at. And then you like push yourself a little harder and then you kind of fall off track. Like that can be applied too. Either way, we want to break the loop of like, I said I'm going to do this, I kind of started, shit, it fell off. And I'm back to the beginning. I say I'm going to do this. Like, we want to end that. We don't want to put reps into that and make that part of your brain any stronger. Like, no. And, you know, if we're talking real life, like, if you're listening, like, people need to lose weight. You need to learn how to lose weight. You need to learn how to put on muscle. Okay? You need to learn how to keep saying and then follow through. I'm going to do this and then actually create action. And none of this is easy to do, you guys. None of this is easy to do. It is so hard to do. And the cycle of all of this can go on for years. You know what? We get one shot at this. That's it. And we just keep putting things off and we keep putting off the number one thing that is the most important to us. And we have nothing if we don't have it. And it's our health. That's our health. And so many people just keep proving to themselves that you won't do it. I'm over it. And I want to help you do this. And remember this too. We're not meant to do hard things alone. And getting that boulder moving, going next level, just starting is not easy to do. We're not designed to do it. And I have said this on this podcast so many times before, but like training and building muscle and nutrition and putting it all together and having like a system that like actually works, like that's a specialty. And how many of you listening, that's not your specialty?
This Mother's Day, skip the flowers that fade and give her something she'll actually carry every day. That's She's Birdie. Birdie 3.0 is a personal safety alarm designed to help her move through the world with confidence, so she doesn't have to think twice about the parking garage or whether it's too late to go for a walk. It clips right onto her keys, looks like a simple charm, and with one pull, it triggers a loud alarm that gets attention instantly. No aiming, no second guessing, just one pull. It's simple, it's discreet, and it's something she'll actually use. This is the kind of gift that says, "I want you safe, wherever you go." Right now, you can save up to 30% on Birdie products. Go to shesbirdie.com. That's shesbirdie.com, and get yours today. Give her confidence she can carry with her.
Like, I don't care if you went to college and played college sports. That does not mean you know how to build muscle. It means that you were a really good athlete in the sports that you did, right? Like, even if you're a nutritionist or a licensed dietitian, that's great. But that does not give someone knowledge and power of how to actually build muscle and keep the fat going down. No, you're an expert in diet, nutrition, building, growing that. Awesome. Right? But like all the other aspects that come together, we need help doing that. It's not our specialty. And I feel like such a bitch sometimes saying this, but I have to say it out loud sometimes. Like, you're not a trainer. What makes you think you know what you're doing? Stay in your lane. I have said this so many times on my podcast, and we have to remember this. Like, I say all the time when I come out of my lane, I fully admit it. I will be like, I am totally out of my lane right now. I don't know what I'm doing. We're starting to leave my area of expertise, and I don't know how to help you. And we need to remind ourselves that. But my whole point of this rant that I'm on right now is we don't have to do the hard things alone. It's okay. And I'm doing this method. And the reason why I'm launching this is because I want you to have that community. I want you to have the support to get you off your butt and get moving in the right direction, that spark, that fire, but not do it alone. We don't heal alone. We don't do business alone. We don't grow alone, any of it. But we try to transform our bodies alone all the time. And then people are scared to get going to do it. They're like, I know I need to do this. I want to do this, but I don't have the confidence to do it. I'm scared. I'm scared to go to the gym. I'm scared to pick up the weights. I'm scared of going and looking stupid. It's true. And then not having the knowledge, we're like picking random workouts. We're like Googling nutrition advice. We're asking ChatGPT, like, how do I do this? And that doesn't replace human. That doesn't replace the actual coaching and interaction and motivating yourself and get going. It's great tools. They can help. And then we start all over again. I'm doing this method to give an opportunity. This is why I've always done them, to give an opportunity to get going and not on your own, setting yourself up. And you're getting help from others, from people that you don't look up to. I just had to say it. I have to say it. I've seen a couple of reels on this. I'm like, how do I say this on a podcast somewhere in there? People are getting help from other people that they don't necessarily look up to. They're like, I mean, he knows what he's doing. He knows form. He knows technique. He knows how to like lift or whatever. And he's going to help me, or she's going to help me. Or like, I don't know. I see this all the time. I see so many guys in the gym training a female, and you can tell they're dating or married or whatever. And he's telling her what to do. And I'm sitting there watching in the corner of my eye going, that's so wrong. What? Why is he telling her to do that? Why is he having her shrug right now? Like, what the fuck? Like, you know, and like, God bless them for going together. One, for even starting. Two, really trying to make it work. Like, all the props to you guys in the world. But like, be careful who you take advice from. And a lot of the time, I mean that with your partner. They're like, no, but I'm going to do this, and he's going to help me, or she's going to help me. They're going to help me. What makes them an appropriate coach? Like, what gives them the knowledge and skill to help you? Because they went to college and played a sport, because he played football in high school, because he's been lifting a lot of years. Okay, great. So he knows what works for his body really well, but not yours. And if you've had access to this tool this whole time, well, why aren't you using it? Why aren't you in great shape then? If you have this person that can help you, that can be like, oh no, he's going to help me. I'm going to like do this. Like, okay, great. Well, you have this. Why haven't you been using it? Oh, well, I've just never gotten serious before. Okay. So you haven't gotten serious, and now you're going to use a tool that you haven't really accessed before. And I mean, do you look at this person's body and go, damn, yeah, fuck yeah, I want to look like that person. Or like, they clearly know what they're doing. Like, obviously, if you're a woman and you look at a man that's ripped, we're not going, I want to look like that. But like, they at least have like knowledge, you know, and we can like trust that. If you're not looking at a person and going like, damn, they know what the fuck they're doing, don't take fitness and nutrition advice from them. It's like talking to someone that's broke and in debt and being like, can you tell me how to like spend my money this week and like how to manage it over the next month? Like, what? No. But we do this all the time. All the time. Get into a program where you have people that know what they're doing and you can look up to them. And this is male or female. Pay attention to this. This is really, really important. We don't want to skip this part because it's everything. Structure matters too, you guys. How you train, what you do is extremely important. We don't want to throw the pasta at the wall and hope it sticks. I have said this so many times over my career, and I just can't stress it enough. It is really important to know what exercises go together with the superset. What order should I do them in? What day should I train? Should I space out this? Can I do abs every single day? Well, if I want to grow my biceps and like know what I'm doing, like, well, how many do I need to do? And like, do I just do one set and like be done? All of this matters is my whole point. And when I do the Fit Body Method, this is a way to not only give you the spark, give you the coaching, give you the, you know, the accountability and the motivation and all of that. It's also my way of giving help of like structure. Your workout's already planned. You're getting app access. You have guidance step by step. If you don't know what to do, there's a video, or you have a coach to reach out to and say, hey, I'm lost. This is why I put you in a group. You're going to learn from each other. But you're not just going like, okay, well, I bought this program. I hope I do it. I can't stand that. Like, you're not buying a program and you're like, this is the program that you follow. If you do that, you are missing it. Don't even join then. I want you to get into the method and then actually use it appropriately of like doing this with the community, following this step by step, using the guidance. Don't go off and do it on your own. That doesn't work. Ask questions, learn. Now, we're going to put you in a community on like our private VIP Facebook group, but then also we'll be in an even more private community actually on the app. And we can talk and go back and forth in a group there. So if there are people that are like, oh, no, not on social media, I don't want to do that. That's fine. We make it even more private on the app that you will get. But this community is so important, you guys. Being surrounded by people that are on a mission too, and you guys are all starting off that like mindset and seeing me live, that's one of the biggest things that like makes people have decreased motivation. They get going, they're like, yeah, I'm on fire. My fire's roaring. I'm like doing this. And then slowly over time, you're like, oh, maybe I'm not going to show up today. Or oh, I'm really sore. I don't really know what to do. Or I just don't feel like it. And probably because you're like actually working out now and you're not fueling right. So yeah, you're going to feel more tired, which is going to make you feel like you don't want to show up, and then you don't show up. But when you're doing this, see, like I go live in the group, I'll be in constant communication with you guys. And when you see that, like right here in the middle of your eyes, like in the forefront of your brain, I'm here going, this is why you're doing it. It's time to show up. It's time to get up. This is how I coach my group. And I'm going to do a mini series of this in the Fit Body Method. And I want to be pushing you guys. So on the days where you're like, I don't want to go off, and then you go to do your workout or whatever, then you open and you see me in your face going like, hey, what's going on? Are you getting up today? Let's go. And if I can keep pushing you and going, the results will happen. I have 1000% faith in that, that if you just keep going, we get you those results. And guess what? Progress equals motivation. You have heard me say that so many times. Progress equals motivation. And my job with this, and this is why I do it, is to get you that progress so you start to feel motivated. So then you start to take over and you start to take off. And then boom, we have a fire, like fire. Have you ever seen that movie with, was it Tom Hanks? What's it called? And he was stranded on the island. And he's like, fire. That's what we have. Like, that's me in the background screaming, fire. We have fire. And then we don't just let the fire die out. Once we did all of that work to get it going, I'm teaching you. This is how you put kindling on. Kindling? Kindle. Kindle. Kindling. This is how we added this to the fire. Need a little gasoline? Okay, let's just a little of gasoline. Okay, boom, got a flame going again. Okay, now let's learn how to fan it. Hey, your fire's kind of dying down. Hey, wake up. Okay, let's get some more going. Bring in a new log. Let's go. So this is why I do this method. This is why people get results. There is, again, a whole method to my madness. It's not just, oh my God, let's do this 4-week thing and like, yay, get clients. Like, no. It is a method and I'm going to teach you that. And there is a whole reason why I do everything. Last thing I want to bring up is the other reason why I do this, and then we'll end on this, is because when people get started, we have to be realistic and know, like I said in the beginning, there's going to be failure. Like, there's going to be moments where you fall flat on your face. There's going to be days where I'm like, hey, Scott, where are you? Like, I haven't seen a workout check-in in 3 days. Like, what's going on? Like, where are you at, buddy? You know, there's going to be days and he's going to be like, I've been tired, sick, my kids, this. Hey, Karen, where have you been? You know, yeah, I don't know. I kind of fell off track again. Yeah, no shit. The old you is still trying to drive the bus. We haven't developed a stronger new you yet to take over. There's going to be these moments. People fail at fitness. And I said this before on, I think maybe one of my last solo episodes, but people fail at fitness because one of the many reasons, because they don't have anything in place and set up to help them when they are going to fail and have setbacks. What do you have in place to help you keep moving forward when you know that that's going to happen? And this is a question to ask yourself if you are on your grind right now, too. There's going to be rough weeks. You're going to get sick. You're going to have to travel. It's the end of the year. There's going to be banquets and parties. And like, there's just like so many things, right? Like, what do you have in place to help you when you fail or when you fall on your face? Sure, we could ask our spouse, hey, if you see me slacking off, like, let me know. But like, we also love them and they love us. And it'd be super easy to just give them the middle finger and be like, whatever, dude. But it is a great question to ask. What do you have in place when the failure hit, when it gets tough? And if you set yourself up in a program like the Fit Body Method, when that failure hits, we know it's going to, something's going to happen within 4 weeks and that's going to happen. What's in place to keep you going? With this, you're saying, yes, I'm in, I'm doing this. And when that failure hits, I got a safety net. What's your safety net in your fitness journey? So many people don't have one. And it's really important to have that in place because life will happen. So I want you guys to think about all this. I want you to learn, use all of these messages. I mean, there's so many things that I can just like go on and on and on and talk about, but you're going to have the support and the mindset and all the pieces of the puzzle are going to come together in this method. And that's why I'm doing it. And if you're already on your fitness journey and you're like, this sounds great, but I'm not doing the method or whatever, fine. Make sure you keep working on all the different pieces of the puzzle to bring it all together and use the spark. If you don't have a spark, set up a spark. Like, what can be my next spark? This is the goal I'm after for the next 90 days. It helps our brain too. As long as you keep going, it helps our brain. It's kind of like it breaks up our fitness journey in small bites. That's what I was trying to say. Instead of just being like, ooh, my fitness journey forever and ever. Like, this is just the world I'm living in and do what I'm doing for the rest of my life. Okay, small bites this month or next 90 days or whatever. That spark or whatever you're after, it helps. It helps break it up and work towards that. All right, you guys. So Fit Body Method, the link is in the bio if you're interested in joining. That's my why. That's my teaching on it as well. It's 4 weeks, men and women, workouts, apps, coaching, everything. It's honestly, it's one of the most inexpensive ways to finally get moving. It's literally $2 a day. $2 a day. You can do it. Go to the link in the show notes. And if you're on the fence, like send me a DM. It's Melissa Vogel. Send us an email. It's Melissa Vogel at gmail.com. The website is itsmelissavogelfitness.com. But go there, check things out, ask questions. You can always get a hold of me or one of the coaches and we're here to help. Send us an email or a DM. And I hope even if you're not doing the method and you're like, this was great. I already did one of hers. Like I'm a client or I'm moving, or I'm doing like whatever. I hope it still added value to your life. And this episode did something for you. And if you're still on the fence, reach out. You don't have to do this alone. All right, everyone, stay safe, stay healthy. Until next time. The Bomb Life podcast is for informational and entertainment purposes only. The content shared here is not intended as medical, legal, or professional advice. Always consult with a qualified professional before making any health, fitness, financial, or legal decisions. The opinions shared on this podcast are personal experiences and insight. So if you need expert guidance, go find the right professional for you. Thanks for listening.
This Mother's Day, skip the flowers that fade and give her something she'll actually carry every day. That's She's Birdie. Birdie 3.0 is a personal safety alarm designed to help her move through the world with confidence, so she doesn't have to think twice about the parking garage or whether it's too late to go for a walk. It clips right onto her keys, looks like a simple charm, and with one pull, it triggers a loud alarm that gets attention instantly. No aiming, no second guessing, just one pull. It's simple, it's discreet, and it's something she'll actually use. This is the kind of gift that says, "I want you safe, wherever you go." Right now, you can save up to 30% on Birdie products. Go to shesbirdie.com, that's shesbirdie.com, and get yours today. Give her confidence she can carry with her.